Let's talk a little bit about the Usos taking on the Hardy Boys, Shinsuke Nakamura and Rusev, and against the Bar in a fatal four-way tag team for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. What do you think, my man?
Rusev. I pick Rusev, and who else is he tagging with?
Shinsuke Nakamura, yeah.
Oh, great. You got one Japanese and one Russian. Mm-hmm. Great. The Cold War all over again. Yeah, I'll pick Shinsuke Nakamura and Rusev to win it. They need to do something with Rusev instead of making him a joke.
Yeah, but there's also been a lot of rumors that they might not re-sign him. I'm not putting that into my prediction. I'm going to go with the Usos. I'm just saying the Usos will continue to win there. So
I'm staying the penitentiary, huh?
Yep, okay. I'm staying cool. With the penitentiary.
All righty.
So let's move on to the Universal Championship with Seth Rollins against Brock Lesnar.
NyQuil, take me away. I'll pick Brock Lesnar to win. Hmm. Yeah, because Seth has got a back issue.
Is it going to be a squash?
No, it'll be a back and forth. It'll be a back and forth match, and then we will see somebody may try to help. Mm-hmm. May try to help Seth out, and then he messes up. We have another rivalry again, I guess, with the maybe this could be what I've always wanted. Maybe Roman Reigns turns on Seth. This should be my WrestleMania moment. So, okay. But you never know.
Yeah. I'm going to pick Seth, mm-hmm. but he won't keep it very long.
No.
They'll set up some sort of rivalry against with the aforementioned member of the Shield, and I think that would be like maybe a SummerSlam. He'll hold it until SummerSlam, but I'm going to go with Seth on this one to win the Universal Championship. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Now the championships move on in the WrestleMania on Turnbuckle Trash. We've got Daniel Bryan, and finally. Unless Vince throws another curveball at us, Kofi Kingston in the championship match for the WWE Championship after the Usos forfeited against the New Day to give Kofi his WrestleMania moment.
I think the storyline that they've been doing with Kofi has been a real good one. It's been a back and forth, tongue twister, heart pounding moment. Will they do this for him? But I am going to go out on the limb and say Daniel Bryan will keep the world title and Vince will screw over Kofi at WrestleMania because the story's getting personal, it's getting good, and what better way to just dig that knife just a little bit deeper into Kofi than have Vince come out there and screw him over for the title.
Boy, you know that's pretty good. So I'm going to agree with you. I think Daniel Bryan will continue as the champion. I think he's still got legs as the champion for a while. And I think you've said something about the breakup of the New Day. I wouldn't be surprised. It just wouldn't surprise me if Big E maybe turned heel. That just wouldn't surprise me.
It's bound to happen. Yeah. I think it needs to happen. Uh-huh. I think it needs to happen big time. That would be good for Big E to be jealous because of all the video that he did about how there's not enough, we're not getting a push and they're bringing race into it. I mean, Big E would be a heck of a champion too, but I think that, I think the New Day is going to turn on Kofi. It's just been too buddy-buddy for them lately. So I think the New Day it's time for the New Day to go bye-bye.
Here's one of the things that always cracks me up when you're talking about creative in just about any promotion. The guy is my brother. My brother. I love him. He's like my brother. Then they turn on each other. That happens almost every time. So
yes, these are the days of our lives.
Let's move on with Roman Reigns against the guy who I hope will win the Universal Championship sooner than later. Drew McIntyre. Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre. What you think?
Well, let's see. Probably Drew will probably beat Roman more than likely. I could picture Drew doing that. I mean, he's on a hot streak, and what better way to really give him that push is to beat the big dog in his yard in a very brutal match.
Oh, this one to me, I'm starting to get excited about. I just think it's going to be a fun match. You're going to pick Drew. I'm going to go with Roman Reigns, and I'm going to throw a little curveball in there because they're talking about him leaving, and what better way to have him leave as a white knight riding off into the sunset, having Ambrose do something to help out Roman Reigns beat Drew McIntyre. So I'm thinking that that it's going to be something with Dean Ambrose. There's been no talk about it. There's been no internet chatter. I'm just saying that's the way Dave Denton's mind kind of moves. And
that'll work. Okay. I like that.
Okay, we move on with a grudge match of sorts, and I think this one might even steal the show. To be honest with you, this match is one that I think has the possibility of stealing the whole show. Randy Orton and the phenomenal one, AJ Styles. These two can just go. They are both pros. I think it's going to be fun.
I'll pick Orton to win by RKO.
Okay.
Out of nowhere.
I was just about to say that it's got to be out of nowhere.
Of course.
Yeah. I just think it's going to be a great match. But I'm going to go with the phenomenal one. I'm going to go with AJ on this one, just because I think Randy might be towards the end of his career, and he might be wanting to kind of put AJ over again, or they might be asking him to. Although Randy Orton can still go, I think he's still got another 5 to 10 years left in him, but I just wonder if he's ready to take some time off, which he does every once in a while. So I'm kind of looking for AJ Styles to beat the Viper in that match. So,
all right.
Are you ready to speak out of your nose and go, Lashley, Lashley, the Intercontinental Championship match with the champion, Bobby Lashley, with his mouthpiece, Leo Rush, against Finn Balor. How do you see this one going?
I see the Demon King coming out.
You think? That'd be cool.
Because remember, Lashley said he was going to beat the Demon out of Balor.
Ooh, good pickup there, dude.
Yep, he said he was going to beat the beat. He was going to beat the Demon out of Balor. So, what better way than the Demon King making a comeback at WrestleMania?
That would be good for me. Oh, yes, I'd love it. I love that entrance. That's a great entrance.
He'll just see the Undertaker has returned. It'll be just like that.
<'Cause>,
it'll take him that long to get to the ring.
Oh, and not the truth. So,
Good Lord.
I think both of us are going to be okay on that one. I think we're going to both go with Finn Balor on that one. So we'll keep our fingers crossed with that. And then who knows, then the next feud might be with Drew McIntyre to get him ready for the big title soon. So, speaking of title matches, how about one of my favorites that I think finally they put a belt on this guy, Samoa Joe against the legend Rey Mysterio for the United States champion?
Samoa Joe all the way.
Do you think that Dominic will get involved, Rey's son?
Yeah, turn on his father.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, because, I mean, look at Dominic. I mean, you saw him back in the day in SmackDown when he was just a little itty-bitty kid, and now anybody's taller than Rey Mysterio. Even a praying mantis is taller than Rey Mysterio. But, I can see that happening. I can see Dominic turning on Rey and then father versus son at SummerSlam or something like that. That'd be a heck of a storyline.
Yeah, it would be. Dominic is huge.
Yes, he is.
Did you see on SmackDown when they were backstage and Rey was talking about his match against Joe? he didn't even come to Dominic's shoulder. That's how small he is. So I'm going to go with Samoa Joe on there, but I like your caveat there with Dominic having something to do with it. So
I can see that.
Okay, let's go on to the Women's Tag Team Championship match. Sasha and Bayley against the returning Beth Phoenix and Natalya. Nia Jax and Tamina. Nobody is meaner than Tamina. And the Iconics. Where do you see that one going?
I'm going to go with the Iconics.
Wow. You and Zayn both. You both are saying the Iconics. So that's awesome.
I mean, they could probably put a man in a coma the way they look. So, I mean, I picked the Iconics to win the tag team title.
You're not going to give it to Beth and Natalie?
No, they're not going to give it to Beth and Natalie at all. They're going to give it to the Iconics. It's time for them. I mean, it's time for them to get their WrestleMania moment and to be main card. They've been pushed back enough, so it's time for them to get something going. I think that's going to be it. I'll pick the Iconics to win that.
I like your thinking. You made me change my mind on that one. So I'll go with the Iconics there. And then I think the human sweat gland, that's also known as Shane McMahon, taking on The Miz in the Best of the World. This is going to be a Falls Count Anywhere match for that Best of the World trophy. And, I love The Miz. I love The Miz. Mm-hmm. I love the promo work that's leading up to this. But I'm just not a fan of Shane McMahon.
No. Neither am I. This is going to be a very boring match. Very boring match. So, I mean, but we also knew that it was going to happen, that they were going to use that Best in the World trophy. So, I mean, it was bound to happen after all the BS. But this will be I picked The Miz to win it. We all know what's fixing to happen. Shane will ride off into the sunset for a while. We won't see him.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's going to be a lot of interference in this match. Since it's a Falls Count Anywhere match, I predict The Miz, but I predict a lot of outside interference.
I picked The Miz's father to hit Shane McMahon with an object. So,
How about the best? He grabs a hold of the Best of the World trophy and smashes it.
Sounds like a winner to me. Yeah. That trophy was made at Toys R Us anyway, so what do they care? But, yeah, well, it is.
Uh-huh.
What's...
Okay, Chris, I'm just going to kind of talk to you just a little bit, because it's a big week for all of professional wrestling, not just the WWE. Of course, you've got WrestleCon going on. You've got several different events around New York City and New Jersey that are going to be taking place outside of the WWE. A lot of the people that we've talked to on this particular podcast are going to be there. Marty the Moth Martinez will be there. Also, the MK Bandit will be part of WrestleCon or some of the events going on. I just, one of these days, you know, the bucket list item would be able to go to WrestleMania. And I just got to figure that in a few years with that new stadium going in Las Vegas, I'm thinking 2 to 3 years down the road, you're going to see WrestleMania back in Las Vegas. And as soon as they announce it, the savings account is being opened up and putting money into it every week.
I don't blame you a bit.
I'm going to sell all my comic books. I'm going to sell all my Batman memorabilia. I would just love to go. It'd be a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun to go to WrestleMania. I've got a gentleman I work with. He's been to WrestleMania twice, as he just told me. Yeah, he's been to WrestleMania twice. He's got the hats and the shirts, and he's seen it all. And he enjoyed it, he said, but it's a world experience that you just got to experience for yourself. And
now, we won't go down every one of the list of the Hall of Famers, but I thought I'd take the opportunity to talk to someone who's been watching wrestling all of his life, not unlike myself. Actually, I took this guy to his first professional wrestling match, Chris Evans. I've known you since you were just a little teeny tiny baby. So I wanted to talk to you about some of these professional wrestlers that are getting the honor of being in the WWE Hall of Fame. However, there is no Hall of Fame. Does that make sense? There's no place where you can go see it except WrestleMania, maybe. But let's talk about one honky tonk man, Wayne Ferris. What other names has this dude gone through, you know?
Well, I'm looking at it right now. He's from Bolivar, Tennessee. He has been in the business for so many years. His accomplishments in professional wrestling is about as long as my legs. He's been in WCW, WWF, WWE. He's been in Florida Championship Wrestling, Georgia Championship Wrestling. He's cousins to Jerry Lawler. His ring names that he's ever gone by has been Danny Cordinary, the Honky Tonk, Honky Tonk Wayne, Honky Tonk Man, and then just Wayne Ferris. And that's it.
He was part of the Blonde Bombers.
The Blonde Bombers. I forgot about the Blonde Bombers.
You know, and when he was a part of the Blonde Bombers with Larry Latham, who went on to become one of the Moondogs, that was part of that famous Tupelo, Mississippi concession stand. Stan, I wonder if they'll bring that up during the Hall of Fame ceremony. I mean, that's part of his career. That's got to be great.
Who could induct the Honky Tonk Man? One of the greatest foes that he ever had has passed away. It was Macho Man.
Right.
So the only person I can...
Jerry, maybe?
Well, Jerry had a lot of matches with him, and that's his cousin, so what the heck? I mean... What better way to have a family member you can't stand his guts to induct you into the Hall of Fame?
That's the thing. Those two don't get along very well. So
he's the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time. One of the best of all time. I don't know. I mean, I'm glad that he got in. It's about time that they gave it to him because he needed it for a long time. But,
A well-deserving honor because, he was a star before going – to the WWE, but that Honky Tonk Man just took off with him first being a heel in his jumpsuit that Bill Dundee, remember in our interview with the superstar Bill Dundee just a couple of weeks ago, Bill Dundee says Honky Tonk Man stole his gimmick with the jumpsuit and the dancing around. So,
well, he came up with the Honky Tonk Man in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. What had happened was, from what I remember on his podcast, he said that Vince wanted to make him a baby face.
Uh-huh.
And Wayne said, no, I can't do this. He goes, yeah, but I can see little kids, you know, with the Elvis wigs. And he goes, I can too, but they'll be throwing them at me. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, I liked him, but he was a good heel. He always was a great heel.
Yeah, he was a better heel than he would be as a face. So, going into the WWE Hall of Fame, congratulations to the Honky Tonk Man. Wayne Ferris will always remember you as a member of the Blonde Bombers and that the concession stand brawl. Let's move on to Booker T and his brother Stevie Ray in Harlem Heat. Real live brothers that formed an exceptional tag team. 10 times WCW Tag Team Champions.
They were a team in WCW that really stood out.
Yes.
I mean, they looked good. They had ring work. They were ring generals. And I'm happy for Booker T. He's finally getting a second ring, and his brother's finally getting the recognition that he deserved.
I think that's the big thing. I think Stevie Ray, as a part of that tag team, deserves that recognition. I'm sure that Booker... who speaks so highly of his brother. If you've ever heard him talk about his brother, you would see how much that Booker does admire and love his brother. I think Stevie Ray does deserve that ring and that recognition.
Yeah, 10-time world champions. They went by the Harlem Heat, the Ebony Experience, the Ghetto Blasters, the Black Bombers, and then Harlem Heat again.
Yeah, they started off in Texas, you know, they had Skandar Akbar as a manager, and I think Gary Hart for a while.
Love me some Skandar Akbar.
Oh, yeah. That's getting back in time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then,
love me some Skandar.
Yeah, let's talk about one more going into the Hall of Fame. And I think very well-deserving, too, is Bret the Hitman Hart, along with Jim the Anvil Neidhart, is a tag team called the Hart Foundation. And I think that's very well deserving. But every time I hear of the Hart Foundation, I got to think about Jimmy Mouth of the South Hart. I'm wondering if they'll make a recognition of him.
Well, I think that they should, because the mouthpiece of the Hart Foundation was him. But they were a phenomenal, phenomenal tag team. Love the Hart Foundation. But to me, the greatest to introduce the Hart Foundation to the Hall of Fame, but they'll never get there, which should be Axe and Smash and Demolition. They're the ones that should induct them, but that's not going to happen because of the concussion suit that's going on. That's another tag team that needs to be in the Hall of Fame, but that'll never happen.
You're big fans of them, aren't you?
I was. I love Axe and Smash. I thought they were, but you told me that they were like a cheap copy of the Legion of Doom.
Right.
Of the Road Warriors. So I can respect that, but all I can say is that I hope Jimmy Hart inducts them into the Hall of Fame, and he needs to be with them, because that was and who they were, with that dang megaphone that you just wanted to bash over his head.
Didn't you though? But I think, even though I'd love to see Jimmy do that, I think it's going to be Natalya. I think Natty is going to induct them. I think that would be
What? Yeah, because of her daddy. Yes, right. That'll be a tearjerker for everybody there. But we should have done. We should have done who needed to be in the Hall of Fame.
Ooh,
well, there's a lot of them.
We're going to have to do. We'll do that maybe again. A little bit later on. We'll get a complete list of who's in the Hall of Fame, and then we'll look at it. And we'll do maybe a couple of podcasts down the road. We'll do who should be in the Hall of Fame. We'll do that. That'd be fun.
Yeah, we already did it once, but we need to do it again because, I mean, there's a lot of names that need to be there. But congratulations to all the class of 2019 that's going to be into the Hall of Fame. Who's next? I see a dead man coming in, but we'll see what happens.
That'll be soon. But yes, anyway, I would love to see the WWE do something special for some of their house shows, maybe bringing in a truck, maybe just a semi-truck, and set it up as a rolling exhibit of the WWE Hall of Fame. I would just love to see them do that. So, well, it's WrestleMania weekend coming up, and I hear that you're getting a little bit busy in the background, so we're going to let you go, okay?
All right, brother. That sounds good to me, and I will talk to y'all later on. Thank y'all very much for having me on the podcast again.
That was on his feet, the Stray Cat. Is he ready? Oh. Let's go to the match, please.
I'd like to get old Hacksaw Jim Duggan's 2x4 and do a little work on you.
Tag me, please.
Would you call that a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
All the fans here with it's just two guys rolling around in spandex together, so.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
That was a nice mess. Thank you for the back rub. Oh, no, never mind.
Funny.
message, not massage.
Message.
So earlier in our little, would you call that a tangent, soapbox? I don't know.
Yeah, we got on our soapbox a little bit.
Yeah. Earlier in our soapbox, we mentioned a name.
Okay.
And let's play a little trivia.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Stump the doctor.
Okay, put your game music on right here, okay? What female wrestler has won more championships than any other female wrestler in WWE history in the shortest amount of time possible and who's almost caught up to John Cena? Her father... Oh, I just ruined it.
Did you say her father... Was it maybe Charlotte Flair?
How did you know?
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
You going to talk about Charlotte now? Go for it.
What the hell?
Why is she now the SmackDown Women's Champion?
I think that was kind of a bullshit move. That's the only word you can say.
Yeah.
Okay, I know it's a work. I know whatever. Yada, yada, yada. But come on, man. That was not fair to Asuka.
Not fair at all. Jim Ross, and you got to love Jim Ross. What a great announcer.
Good old JR.
He said on his Twitter, I think it was today, supposedly, and I didn't see it. I just read it someplace on the web. He supposedly said to Asuka, "You got to learn how to speak English." I don't think so. I think she did fine. I thought Asuka, I loved watching Asuka in the ring, and I was so hoping that Asuka would be part of that women's championship.
That's a little bit of a rude comment.
I thought it was very rude.
How many other, okay, Brock Lesnar, you need to learn how to cut a frickin' promo. Ronda Rousey, you need to learn how to frickin' speak English then.
Uh-huh.
You know, how many other people out there can't talk but yet wrestle? How many gimmicks has there been? The Undertaker. The Undertaker didn't talk for like 14 years.
And they just go, rest in peace.
He didn't start cutting promos as The Undertaker until like Shawn Michaels' match. Was that WrestleMania 29? When he was the American Bad A, he talked, but he talked like a normal dude. He didn't come out and be like, I'm gonna eat some burritos and then have some nachos after I tombstone pile drive you, Shawn Michaels.
He learned how to cut a pretty good promo.
Oh, yeah. But when he was just the American Badass, he would talk, you know.
Yeah, he would talk. And then they had, of course, Paul Bearer. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna kind of jump ship here. Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. Percy Pringle the Third tournament, and they just completed that.
It's a
salute to him. I guess he was involved in the very beginning of Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. Yeah.
Well, you know what we should do? What everybody does on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Let's hate JR now.
How can you hate JR?
Because he said something that I don't agree with, and so I have to shame him and hate him and throw him under the bus and never and unfollow him and unfriend him and never talk to him again. I mean, that's his opinion, I guess.
It's his opinion. That's fine. Yeah. And, it, you know, maybe if she did speak the English language a little bit better, I'm just being the devil's advocate, as she could cut a little bit better promo. But her ring work, I love her ring work, and I love her entrance and everything.
You know, that brings us back to our discussion with the MK Bandit, and there needs to be more managers.
I think so.
You know, what a great opportunity for somebody, you know, even some of this talent that's in the back, or NXT guys, or whomever, that's not getting any fetching TV time, to come out and be, you know, her mouthpiece.
Look what they did for Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, and
bringing out Lilo Rush to be his mouthpiece.
And you know, when they did the with Asuka and the Miz, that was pretty good.
That was good.
You know, the Miz kind of just, you know, just did his thing, the Miz thing, and and with her there, and I thought it worked out really good.
Going back to Mania with the Shane McMahon and the Miz as a babyface. Hmm. I kind of like him better as a heel, but and maybe they had this all planned out from the Best of the World. Remember how bad that pay-per-view was? Mm-hmm. That pay-per-view was absolutely pathetic. The Best of the World tournament, and Shane comes in because the Miz hurt his ankle, and Shane wins it, and now he's the best in the world, and that's why he attacked the Miz and his dad. And but I'm hoping the Miz kicks his trash.
Yeah, that was a great promo the Miz cut.
Oh, awesome!
To kick off SmackDown, was that last week or 2 weeks ago, or what? That was last week. Was
last week? It was. Yeah.
Wasn't yesterday or 2 days ago? It was last week. That was so awesome, dude. Isn't he?
He is very much.
You know, he's one of those guys that reminds me a lot of somebody like Macho Man, where his character was him.
Yeah.
You know, it was like who he is in the WWE and in the ring is who he is. But I guess that Miz and Mrs., he's just a goofball outside
funny.
Of the ring.
He is so funny on that show. And they start again next week on USA Network. I can't wait. I loved it the first season.
He's just a, his dad is like, what's his dad, dad's deal? His dad just is like, he's never been proud of him.
I hate my son. No, but I'm really, that's one of the matches I'm kind of looking forward to.
Yeah.
At Mania, you know?
Yeah, and that one's had a pretty decent little build. I mean, yeah. At least the story's gone back for a couple weeks, yeah. You know, a couple months, you know, and with the tag team champs. That was a good tag team run for them.
Yeah, it was. It was a good fun. Run. But, you know, the match I'm looking forward to probably the most, AJ Styles and Randy Orton.
Two rock stars in the ring. And another one that's lack of buildup, though.
Maybe a month.
Yeah. I mean, but AJ is so amazing on the mic. Randy's so amazing on the mic. You know, and so tell me the buildup. Let's go back in time a little bit for this one. So does it have to go back? It goes back to the Rumble, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. Fastlane was in there, too. And then there was some backstage stuff where AJ would be talking about losing the belt and how he had needed to get back on the winning track, and Randy would come through and just kind of glare at him or make some kind of rude comment. So they've had maybe a month to really set this up. And I thought maybe this one was too long, but it shows you what a good buildup can do. The Rock and John Cena the first time. Mm-hmm. Oh.
That started one a year. A full year. In
a full year of build-up to that match, and I was so stoked to see that. I loved it.
The first match was a good match when Cena lost. Uh-huh. I mean, that actually was a really good match, too. You know, two professionals. Where is Cena? What's going on?
I'm telling you. I think I told you the last podcast. I'm thinking Elias is going to be your musical guest. He's going to be the guest host, musical-wise. And he said a couple of times, nothing's going to happen like it did last year. Here comes John Cena. Or the Honky Tonk Man. I think you said that.
Do you really think Cena will sit Mania out?
Oh, I think he's going to be there, but I think he'll attack Elias like he did last year.
I'm a little sad that I miss him, dude.
Yeah. He just won his shoes.
Well, that too, but I kind of miss him on TV, you know, even... It was kind of funny because, I mean, it just goes to show you, too, that how, I mean, we were getting sick of Cena, and I think both of us were complaining about him multiple times on the pod, and now that he's gone, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like you don't know what you got till it's gone. Yeah. Another Sawgrass or it's Motley Crue.
And there is something to be learned from that.
Yeah.
Because if you have people on every week, the same thing, the same matches every week, same stuff, people get tired of it. Look what even that five-week hiatus that Roman Reigns had,
yeah.
How the crowd reacted to him coming back. And by the way, Roman is now saying he's in interviews that he thinks there should be an off-season for the WWE, that there should be a time for these guys to rest up and heal up.
I think we've said that multiple times is give these guys a little time off and let them heal up. And I mean, KO, you know, if KO, how long was he out for?
About 8 months, I think.
You know, so you think he, if a little time off and a little healing in between, instead of an 8 month hiatus, maybe a couple months and he's, or, you know, 3 weeks at home resting, uh-huh. You know, get given the body a rest. And,
but Vince wants him out there on the road constantly. Constantly. What was it, 350 days out of the year they're basically on the road, or 335?
It's over 300 days a year. I know that it's over 300
days
a year.
So I thought that was an interesting article when Roman made those comments. And I've got to agree with him. Those guys need a chance to veg out. They need a chance to go be with their families, their wives, their kids, and to heal up because they take horrendous bumps sometimes.
Yeah. Rousey, didn't she say I don't know if she's come right out and said it or if it's just speculation that she was surprised by the road schedule.
Right. She said that. Yeah.
And, you know, somebody like her, good on her, man. She came to the WWE. She's made a shiz pot of money.
Yep.
And if she disappeared tomorrow, I mean, everybody would be like, good run. You know, that was fun.
And you know what she's excited for WrestleMania? Because her entrance music is going to be performed live by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I have her talking about it, and you can hear the excitement in her voice. And she is pumped that Joan Jett is going to perform the entrance music for WrestleMania.
Did you know that I saw Joan Jett just last summer?
No, I did not.
Live.
Where at?
At USANA. It was Joan Jett, then the Blackhearts, and Styx.
Oh, love me some Styx.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Styx has performed, they've done a bunch of Super Bowls, like Super Bowl pre-shows, kickoffs and stuff. Yeah,
and they were here at the Cache Valley Cruise Inn, too.
Yeah.
Got to introduce them on stage.
Yeah, you did. I remember that. Tommy Shaw is probably my all-time favorite talent in music.
Yeah, and have you ever heard the Shaw Blades project?
Absolutely.
Good music, good music. Well, we talk about everything, don't we? So.
Yeah, this is the pop culture segment.
Yeah.
For a whole 2 seconds.
I was so surprised to hear Rhonda, the excitement in her voice, talking about Joan Jett. I mean, she sounded like a schoolgirl.
Hey, guess what? Joan Jett is playing my entrance at WrestleMania! I don't know if you met Joan Jett. And Joan Jett, I love you so much, and you're amazing, and I totally can't wait. And it's going to be really hard for me to make a beeline down that ramp instead of just coming over and, like, just being in awe of your amazingness. But I cannot wait. Thank you so much for coming. This is an immense honor, and I want to make sure this is the best show you have ever seen, second to your own show, because that's the best show ever. Thank you, Joan. See you soon.
And I'm liking this build-up for Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, and Becky Lynch. I think that has been one of the best build-ups to WrestleMania. I'll take it back. It's the best build-up in 2 years.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
So I would speculate that you're right on the title, you know, because wasn't it Becky said that Flair doesn't bring anything to the match?
Yeah.
So now she's bringing the title, so she'll put the title on the line.
Yeah, there's been some talk, speculation, that they were going to combine the women's title, like they've done with the women's tag team championship, which I think is going to be a fatal four-way tag team with Nia Jax and Tamina, and nobody is Mina than Tamina.
Another one that has got me thinking a lot about is Kurt Angle. I guess they're pulling an audible on us.
Well, it's still going to be Baron Corbin unless they pull something on Monday night.
I thought they pulled an audible on us. The rumor on the street was that they started backpedaling away from Baron Corbin.
Don't be surprised if they do something else with it. Maybe
even Kurt Angle's wife said that she was...
Yeah, she deleted that tweet really quick.
Yeah,
she was upset about that. But one of the things that's going to steal the show, Cruiserweight Champion, Buddy Murphy, this kid can go.
Oh,
and Tony Nese doesn't have a six-pack. He is so... His stomach muscles are like Ravishing Rick Rude's. He's got like an eight-pack.
Wow.
I think that's going to be fun. That's probably the pre-show. And then this Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, they got those doofuses from Saturday Night Live are going to be part of it. And, you know, I didn't know Saturday Night Live was still a thing. I had no idea.
Terrible.
I used to watch it all the time, but not anymore.
It's terrible.
It's awful. And that's now they're going to be part of the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
So, what else? So we got Bobby Lashley and...
Finn Balor,
okay.
Uh-huh.
And for the IC?
Yeah, for the IC Championship.
Okay, another one that, okay, maybe, I don't know, maybe this will be a good one.
It could be. I like it. I like Finn Balor. It
could be a good one. Did you see him and Elias's duet?
No, I did not.
They did a duet on Raw.
Cool.
And then Elias smashed him in the face with a guitar.
Awesome.
Yes. I love it when he does that. That makes me excited every time.
I did that with Bobby Roode at Salt Lake last summer. Yeah. So.
Let's talk for a minute about the old Duffers.
Hey, old guys from Evolution.
What do you think of Triple H and Batista? No holds barred. Triple H's career is on the line.
I'm really excited to see Batista back in the ring.
Oh, me too.
You know, they're sure catching a lot of flack for it. You know, being older and not putting over talent.
Well, let me put it back to you on, what was that? Best in the World pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Where they had The Undertaker and Kane against Shawn Michaels and Triple H.
Yeah.
Old codgers. It was good.
Yeah.
It was.
Why did everybody say that Shawn looked like hell and he couldn't?
Because he had a bald head. He looked awful. But he was in there performing.
They said that he couldn't even breathe and that he was.
It was fun. That was a good match. That was the one where Triple H tore his pec muscle and wrestled one armed the rest of the night. I thought it was fun. I still think both of them can go. I mean, they're both in phenomenal condition.
Oh, dude, Batista, man, he's a big dude, isn't he? You know, I was just watching. I went up and saw my brother last week in Salt Lake at the Sportsman's Expo, and Riddick was on with Batista.
Ah, good stuff, huh?
Good stuff, dude. That guy, you know, I'm excited for that one. You know, that there's going to be some. Oh, yeah, dude. Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. The vegan.
Who's he fighting again?
It's going to be Kofi Kingston. They finally got that.
Oh, they got it figured out, huh?
Yeah. The crowd was cool. You know, decent setup.
Yeah.
Decent setup with. But Vince put too many roadblocks in front of Kofi. It was just being mean. And it was the same storyline as Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I didn't like about it. And let me tell you, if I had to choose between watching Kofi Kingston and Daniel Bryan, and I love Daniel Bryan, I would watch Kofi Kingston wrestle any day of the week.
Yeah.
He's that good. So much fun to watch. So kind of hoping, but I don't think he'll win.
Oh, I don't think he'll win either. Yeah. And then it's funny to me all the, you know, it's just the comments you see on social media is just like, you know, people are calling Vince racist and how the WWE is racist and Big E's playing into it a little bit. You know, he was saying something about how maybe it's time for folks like us to leave or, you know, why is it everybody's got to obviously put race into it? Maybe he's just talking about people with talent or people with funny or, you know, but everybody's got to throw race into it.
Let me tell you this. That was done on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
The WWE wanted that reaction because no bad publicity, brother. No bad publicity.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it can backfire on you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, Kofi getting his chance, you're going to hear that Kofi Kingston chant right and left and you're going to have that belt made out of hemp out there, and there's going to be hemp references. So,
because he was Kofi was his first character was from Jamaica,
right? Amon. You remember?
SOS.
Yeah, when he broke character in the ring, and he started talking normal in the ring with Triple H, and Triple H says, "Aren't you supposed to be Jamaican?" It was hilarious. And then when I became a Kofi Kingston fan was that feud he had with Randy Orton. That was incredibly good.
Yeah.
Here's this upstart wrestler taking on a veteran at the time and destroys his car and just does all kinds of stuff to get under Orton's skin. And that was the feud where Kofi made a mistake in the ring and Orton got really mad in the ring and was saying, stupid, that was so stupid. Then, a couple of weeks ago on SmackDown, Kofi Kingston in that gauntlet match had to take on Randy. And I don't know how many people picked it up on just off the microphone. I heard him saying, "You're stupid. That was stupid." And I know it was just for geeks like me saying, yeah, they're going back to that. So
that's good.
I thought it was awesome.
Well, you know, all in all, I mean, there's going to be a lot of downers out there, but it's freaking WrestleMania, man.
It's Mania, baby.
The greatest, largest sports entertainment event of the year.
Yeah, I love it. Do you know how many matches they're going to have in the pre-show and Mania itself?
I don't have any idea.
I'm going to write you a number and show it to you and make your reaction. During WrestleMania, what's that number?
17.
17 matches. Pre-show, throughout the entire show.
Well, then if you throw NXT TakeOver the day before in there, you know.
Friday night. I can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait.
Yeah, Friday night, I guess.
And I'm going to have, coming over to watch it, this young man I took to UCW Zero for his birthday. Mm-hmm. The first time he ever went to a wrestling match. He's 16 years old. I've known the kid since he was just a baby. And he's going to come over on WrestleMania Sunday and watch WrestleMania with me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll have it going too, and it'll be exciting.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like last year, like 8 hours of professional wrestling in one day.
you're gonna close the door, tell your wife you're incognito that day.
Oh, I'll just have it going in the background, and you know,
yeah,
can't isolate myself too bad from the family, right?
Especially that cute kid of yours. Yeah, he's Jackson. Funny. He's awesome.
He'll watch it with me for a while until he gets bored and then says, "Hey, Dad, you want to play ninjas?" So I'm sure we'll have to play ninjas in between there somewhere.
So my plan is I would love to be able to get together. Well, I think you need to wait till after the Monday night, after Raw, and maybe on Wednesday. After WrestleMania, that you and I and Chris can get together and talk about WrestleMania for people, because I think it would be kind of interesting to get our what our take was and how it went. I know Chris doesn't like anything the WWE does anymore, but I think it would be kind of interesting to do.
Well, you know, kind of takes me back to that old joke. Kid says to his dad, he says, "Dad, why is my sister's name Rose?" And he says, "Well, son, it's because your mother, she loves roses, and they're so beautiful. And our daughter is, you know, your sister was just so beautiful. So we named her Rose. Why do you ask Monday night after WrestleMania?"
Well.
Stupid.
Well, on that note, I think we should say goodbye. Hey, it's been fun being together again.
In studio.
In studio.
Or in stitch. Cudio.
Stitching.
Or the Cudio.
Yeah, something like that.
This kind of sounds like something the New Day would have, huh? Cudios. Oh, yeah.
I wish they would do waffles instead of pancakes, because I love waffles.
Yeah.
In the morning, I'm making waffles. Yeah. I love Shrek. So, WrestleMania season is here. I cannot wait. How about you?
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
Yes. Kitchen.
You're ruining the professionalism of the podcast.
It's a professional kitchen. And say it with me, please.
Okay.
WrestleMania weekend.
I didn't say it with you.
Why not?
You know, Dave, I still feel and I strongly believe I don't have to do what you tell me to do.
So if it's a kitchen and a studio, would it be a cudio or a stitchin? Not the kinky kind. Not the kinky kind.
Okay. Thank you very much on that one.
Creative likes to play with Lego blocks.
Well, okay, I do mean all due disrespect to Baron Corbin, but...
I hate my son. It's Shane McMahon, the giant sweat gland of the WWE. Well,
stupid.